Proverbs says that. Keep the lid of your heart closed. Put a sentry over your heart, for out of it will flow the treasures of life. So I say to that sentry, if it's God, open the lid. If it's not, don't you dare. Don't you dare. And the same is true with you. Make sure that you are guarding your heart so that when you speak, it'll be stuff that's biblical.
Welcome to Words of New Hope with Dr. Wayne Cordero. Yesterday, Pastor Wayne began a message where we learned that throughout the Bible, we find story after story of men and women who achieved amazing things after they adjusted their attitudes. When they saw themselves as weak and worthless, they were weak and worthless. But when they began to see themselves as mighty warriors, that too is what they became. Let's back the message up just a minute and bring you the conclusion of a message entitled, The Power of I Am. Here is Pastor Wayne.
The Bible says it this way, a good man out of the good treasure of his heart will bring forth what is good. But a bad man out of the bad treasure of his heart is going to bring forth what is bad. In other words, you can actually build good treasure from which will come good and direction, or bad treasure, and out of it will come bad direction. So if you let people speak bad into your life, oh, you don't need to go to church, or you don't need to do this, or you don't need to, if you take that and put it into your heart, what's going to come out? It's going to be bad stuff. You need to make sure, in fact, Proverbs says it this way, put a security guard over your heart. Because out of it will come the treasures of life. Interesting, huh? You mean there's got to be a security guard? Absolutely. There's a lid on your heart. And if people give you criticism and cynicism and doubts and worldly thoughts and worldly ideology, and there's no law against that, bro. And so you put all of that in your heart, what's going to come out is evil decisions. And you'll wonder, why did I ever do that? That's because you let all of the stuff come into your heart. And now that's the stuff that you're coming up with when you say, I am not that good. I am a mess up. I am whatever. Because what follows I am will start to follow you. So what we have to do is make sure that that lid stays closed. So even when the world says stuff against you that's bad, you can let it come into this canal here called your ear. You let it come into your judgment center right here called your brain. And if it's not from the throne of God, don't let it go into your heart. If your sentry or if your security guard is letting all kinds of stuff, you know, when someone says, man, that got my goat, or I can't shake that, or man, I can't go to sleep, man, I'm just tossing and turning because of what so-and-so said. When that happens, you know that your security guard let too much junk in. Watch over your heart with all diligence, for out of it will flow the treasures of life. So if you're letting too much stuff in that shouldn't be in there, fire your security guard and get someone else. And you keep that lid closed. And when someone says, well, that's pretty stupid, what do you think you're doing? And I let it into my center here and I'd say, hold on. Is that God? No. You know what I do? I just flush it. Just like stuff in the toilet. I just flush it. How do I do that? I just pull on my earlobe like this. So if you're talking to me and I'm going like this. No, because I've got to build good treasure in my heart. Because out of your heart will come good or evil. It's your fault if you're building bad stuff in there. That's why the decisions of the people of the world, you listen to them, you go, good night. How do they come up with that? They've got all bad treasure in their heart. Because an evil man out of the evil treasure of his heart is going to bring forth what is evil. Well, it's your choice as to what kind of treasure you're going to archive. And so how do I do that? Keep the lid of your, Proverbs says that, keep the lid of your heart closed. Put a sentry over your heart, for out of it will flow the treasures of life. So I say to that sentry, if it's God, open the lid. If it's not, don't you dare. Don't you dare. So I just let it come in one ear and out the other. And I'll say, oh, that's really interesting. Yeah, well, thank you so much for your perspective. I appreciate that. You betcha. Oh, wow. So interesting. Yeah, let me consider that. You bet. And inside I'm going, I ain't accepting that. Because I have one life to live. And if I put bad stuff in there, it's going to affect my future. And the same is true with you. Make sure that you are guarding your heart so that when you speak, it'll be stuff that's biblical. You say, but Wayne, you know, I've tried that. I've come to the Lord, but I'm still in a bad place. I received Jesus. Last Sunday, I went home. My wife is still the same way. Well, you just stay the course. What do you mean? The Lord said, I thought you said when you come to Jesus, everything goes okay. Oh, it will eventually if you stay the course. Why come on? Everything is so bad. Oh, it's because from day one, you're like a basket of bad seed. And you're throwing bad seed. Yeah. It's like, wow. Mad at this, throw bad seed. Well, after you throw bad seed for years and years, then you come to Christ, you keep walking. What's still coming up for a while? Weeds. You're walking in a forest of weeds. And you're saying, man, I'm trying to serve Jesus and all of this bad thorns are coming up. Yeah, it's your fault, that's why. You threw those seeds and you need to stay the course. Even though you pray and things still come up weedy, stay the course. And it won't be long before you're starting to walk through that forest. And the Lord says, even though you walk through the valley of the shadow of death, fear no evil, because I am with you. My rod and my staff will comfort you. You stay the course. Yes, Lord. Because sometimes what I pray for doesn't come to pass. What I hope for doesn't happen. I stay the course. Most of the time people say, well, forget this Christian stuff then. God's not going to help me. Why should I serve him? Like, stay the course. That's your bad seed that's coming up, not his. And learn to only put good treasure in your heart. Keep your lid closed because there's bad stuff coming in here. Don't listen to it. Listen carefully. Even though people say bad things about you, whatever people say about you is none of your business. What God says about you is the Father's business. That's what you put in your heart. Can you say amen to that? Amen. Keep building good treasure. So how can we do this? Let me give you two things. Here it is. Just these two things will come in tandem. It's real easy. Here's the first, how to build good treasure and understand the power of I am. Number one, talk to yourself. I know a lot of people already do in here, but so you're way ahead. Nothing wrong with that. But talk to yourself. This is going to sound dumb, but don't let your mind tell you how to think. You tell your mind how to think. Well, my mind is just, don't let it tell it to get back home. Well, sometimes it's just, no, you tell it to get back home. And you tell your mind how to think. Otherwise, your mind, which was trained by the world when you came to Christ, will lead you into a bad future. Your mind has been telling you how to live and how to think. Stop. You've got the Word of God in you. Now you tell your mind how to think. Think biblically. Talk to yourself. Did you know that even David talked to himself? In Psalm 42, he must have been depressed or distressed or stressed out about something. Because he stops and he says, why are you downcast, O my soul? Why are you so disquieted within me? Hope again in God, for I will yet again praise him. Did he feel like it? No. Did the circumstances look like it? No. But he said, I am going to praise him again. In spite of the storms and circumstances. And God says, whoo, there's a man after my own heart. Upon this rock, I will build my church. Because the way and how you see things. Is God nowhere or is God now here? The way that we see things will be the summation of your faith. How do you see it? Are you threatened, intimidated, angry, revengeful? Are you someone that says, no, I need to see it the way God sees it? And you tell your mind how to think. But the second thing is, it's important that you, when you speak to yourself, that you be a Bible thinker. Would you write that down as a number two? Bible, not a Bible thumper, a Bible thinker. That when you talk to yourself, it's biblical. You make sure that what you're saying to yourself is what Jesus would say.
God is nowhere.
No, no, God is now here.
Well, I don't know what I can do with the circumstance.
Oh, you forgot who's on the throne?
Oh, yeah, Lord.
Mind, remember, Jesus is still on. I counsel myself. I tell people, there's things you got to do for yourself. Yeah, don't wait for other people. Don't wait for everything to just kind of all the stars come in alignment kind of thing. It's like, you got to have a little bit of spit about you if you're going to follow Jesus. And you got to tell your mind, think right. Think right. And so when things aren't going right, I tell my mind how to think. I say, don't think that way. Think this way. Otherwise, your mind will drift and you'll go off. So you have to tell your mind, this is how Jesus would see it, and this is how I'm going to see it. Does the circumstance look that way? Nope. But I'm going to see it the way he sees it. And all of a sudden, hope is infused again into your life. That's what it's all about. Be a Bible thinker. Do you remember when Jesus was on the Mount of Temptation and the devil started to tempt him? If you're the Son of God, if that's who you are, I am. Well, then turn these stones to bread, which means violate what God wants you to do. Do something else. And Jesus says three words. It is written. Man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceedeth out of the mouth of God. Okay, well, I'm going to show you all the glories of the world, and if you'll bow down and worship me, I'll give these to you. It is written. You shall worship the Lord your God only. If you throw yourself off this cliff, it is written that his angels will give charge over thee, lest you cast your foot against a stone. In other words, the angels will come and save you and bear you up. Do you know that the devil quotes Psalm 91? Bang. There's going to be time, listen carefully, there's going to be time the devil is going to mutate and twist scriptures to get you to do what you weren't created to do. And if you don't know what is written, you'll be gullible to false reports and eloquence. Just because someone is eloquent doesn't mean it's of God. You want to make sure the plumb line is the word of God. And so if you don't know what is written, you'll have no recourse against the devil's temptation. So when you're thinking, think biblically. What does the Bible say? What is God saying? What would God say to me? Well, God is nowhere. Think about it again. Can you use your mind to see God in that? Ah, God is now here. Yes, you got it. There's a story about this little kid. He was in the backyard, and he had a baseball and a bat on his shoulder. And he says, I am the greatest baseball player in the world. And he throws the ball up and whoo, misses it. Picks it up. I said, I'm the greatest baseball player in the world. Whoo, misses it again. He picks it up. I said, I'm the greatest baseball player in the world. Whoo, he misses it again. He picks that ball up, he looks at it, and goes, man, what a pitcher. And, you know, I think that's what we need to do when stuff comes against us. Can we look at it until it starts to work for us and not against us? Sometimes we look at stuff until it starts working against us, and we say, oh, I am done. What follows I am follows you. Or I am chosen. I am protected by the King. I am loved. I am forgiven. You know, even though it looks bad, that's why I think Joel in the Old Testament said, let the weak say, I am strong. James says, let the poor say, I am rich. Were you there yet? No. But if I say I am, it'll follow me. And I can now stay the course because hope is infused again in my life. When the devil would love to rip hope away, God wants you to have hope again. I'm going to bring out a board. Would you bring that board out? And often, this is what the devil would want to say, and the world will want to say to you. You are poor, you're sick, you're weak, you're not good, you're a nobody. And then we start to say in response, yeah, I am poor, I am sick, I am weak, I am. But can I encourage you that when you start reading the Word of God, please, I'm going to ring this bell till I die, do your daily devotions. Because when you're doing this, God says there's only one book in the universe that I will inspire. You need wisdom? The wisdom that I gave to Solomon to write Ecclesiastes, because this is inspired or God-breathed. You need wisdom as you read Ecclesiastes or Proverbs. God says, I will actually breathe the wisdom I gave to Solomon into you. I'm no respecter of persons. The leadership of David, I will breathe that into you. Why do you think I put it in here? For historical reasons or for you? The courage that Moses had, I will breathe that into you. If you'll, with an open heart, read this, and I will change what the world is saying and what you are saying into something who I created you to be. But you're going to need the breath of God. The breath of God, that God breathing on you. And if this were like the breath of God, it's kind of air here, you know. So this air here. So God will say, if you'll let me breathe on you, I'm going to breathe on you and change all of that. I'm going to change what was poor and what was sick. I'm going to change from that. Oh, yeah, there's a breath of God. Look at that. And God says, if you let me breathe on you, if you let me breathe on your family, if you let me breathe into who you are, you're going to see that I am going to take all of these and say, that's not what I'm asking you to be. That's not what I called you to be. This one here is not coming out, but God needs to breathe on that a little bit more. So just hang tight. It'll start to come. Stay the course. Stay the course. Stay the course. Yeah. But God says, no, you're not poor, you're rich. You're not sick, you're whole. You're not weak, you're strong. You're not good, you're called. I'm not that good. Yeah, but I called you to be my son. I called you to be my daughter. I'm a nobody. No, you are chosen. But I don't have the talent. I'm bad. No, you have been chosen. And when you start saying, I've been chosen, I am whole, I am strong. Circumstances don't look like there's giants in the land. Wrestle with them? No, with yourself. And when you come to that understanding, God says, upon this, I will build my church. And that's who we want to be. Can you say amen to that? And now let the weak say, I am strong. Let the poor say, I am rich because of what the Lord has done for us. And now let the weak say, I am strong. Let the poor say, I am rich because of what the Lord has done for you and me. Give thanks, sing it with me, with a grateful heart. Give thanks to the Holy One. Give thanks. Because he's given Jesus Christ, his son. Give thanks with a grateful heart. Give thanks to the Holy One. Give thanks because he's given Jesus Christ. Christ's Son. And now let the weak say, I am strong. Let the poor say, I am rich because of what the Lord has done for us. Oh, give thanks. Can you say amen to that? Amen. Let's stand again. Before we sing our final song, I want to address those of you that may be wrestling a little bit on the inside with who God wants you to be and who you were, and maybe even what you'd rather be, because the world will give you a pat on the shoulder. If I go this way, I have to change the way I've been thinking. God is saying, you're wrestling with that. But when you surrender to Jesus, that will be the greatest victory you will ever win. There's none greater. There's none greater. So if you say, well, I need to give Jesus a chance, then come just as you are. Just as I am, I come. Because what follows I am follows you. Would you bow your heads with me? If you're here today and you say, you know, I need to do that. I don't understand everything there is to understand about Jesus, but I want to say yes to him. And if that's you, I'm just going to count to three. And as you raise your hand, what you're simply saying is, Lord, would you see the heart that's connected to this hand? And you need to take it from there, because I don't know even what my next step would be. You might say, I'm really separated from God right now. Yep, but now you get to make a choice, because you see, Jesus made his choice 2,000 years ago. And he will close that gap between you and God, all the way down to the last step, but he'll leave that last step to you. And if you say, yep, I now need to make my choice, that's the step, the Lord says, good. Because he awaits your permission. God's a gentleman. He won't force truth down your throat. He didn't mine. He won't yours. But he'll knock at the door of your heart, and you'll know, and you'll wrestle with that. Right now, I want to encourage you to surrender to Jesus. Watch what he's about to do. If that's you right now, at a count of three, you say, I want to receive Jesus. Please raise your hand. Let him know. Here we go. One, two, three. Raise your hand. Just let him know. Okay. Yeah, God sees those. Yep. 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 Just boldly. Just say, man, this is it. This is my run. I'm not going to miss it. Yeah. Okay. Yeah. The Lord sees that. You can put your hands down. You might say, Wayne, I'm a Christian, but I wrestle with this stuff. I let the world determine who I am. I keep running into walls. Jesus, would you change the way I think? Because when I do, he said, it's upon that rock will be my church. I want to be a part of that. So Lord, would you give me that courage, that strength, that insight, and that wisdom to be able to say, I am chosen, called, whole, redeemed, regardless of the circumstances. God is now here. If that's you, would you raise a hand and say, yep, that's me. I'm embarking on that trip. I'm going for it, God. Yeah, the Lord sees those hands. Would you repeat this prayer after me and repeat it with all your heart, especially those of you that said yes to Jesus. Would you repeat this after me? Heavenly Father, thank you for Jesus. Thank you that you came and you died for my sins, that I might have life everlasting. Change me. Make me the person you want me to be. I turn from my sins and I turn to you, and I receive you as my Lord and Savior. And now I say this so I can hear myself, so you can hear me, so these around can hear, and so the devil can hear. Jesus Christ is my Lord. He is my Savior. I belong to him. In Jesus' name I pray. Father, that's a cry of our hearts. Would you look at this beautiful church, and may we gain your smile and your applause and your grace and your spirit. We ask these things in the wonderful name of Jesus Christ, we pray. And we all say together, hey, welcome these who said yes.
You've just heard the conclusion of a message entitled The Power of I Am by Dr. Wayne Cordero. Thank you for listening. Until next time, remember what Pastor Wayne said.
Proverbs says that, keep the lid of your heart closed, put a sentry over your heart, for out of it will flow the treasures of life. So I say to that sentry, if it's God, open the lid. If it's not, don't you dare, don't you dare. And the same is true with you. Make sure that you are guarding your heart so that when you speak, it'll be stuff that's biblical.
Now, for all the family at New Hope, God bless you and have a great day in the Lord.